Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a place where you spend time in nature. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about nature and outdoor experiences. One common topic is describing a place where you go to spend time in nature. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, providing sample responses and tips to help you achieve a high band score. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about your experiences with nature. Here are some possible questions. Do you enjoy spending time in nature? How often do you go to natural places? What's your favorite outdoor activity? Is there a particular natural place you like to visit? Let's look at a sample answer for the last question. Sample answer, band 7-8. Yes, there's a picturesque lake near my hometown that I absolutely adore. It's nestled in a small forest and is surrounded by lush greenery. I try to visit at least once a month to unwind and reconnect with nature. The tranquil atmosphere there is perfect for clearing my mind and recharging my batteries. Part 2. Long-term. Cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our theme. Describe a place where you go to spend time in nature. You should say where it is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you like spending time there. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a serene hiking trail that I frequently visit to immerse myself in nature. It's located in a national park about an hour's drive from my city, and I make it a point to go there at least once a month, especially when I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed. The trail winds through dense forests and offers breathtaking views of the surrounding mountains. What I particularly love about this place is its diverse ecosystem. You can spot various species of birds, small mammals, and even the occasional deer if you're lucky. When I'm there, I usually spend my time hiking, of course, but I also enjoy photography and bird watching. Sometimes I'll find a quiet spot to sit and meditate or simply soak in the peaceful atmosphere. I'm drawn to this place for several reasons. Firstly, the fresh air and natural beauty help me clear my mind and reduce stress. It's a welcome escape from the hustle and bustle of city life. Secondly, the physical activity of hiking boosts my mood and keeps me fit. Lastly, I find that spending time in nature helps me gain perspective on life and appreciate the simple things. In essence, this hiking trail serves as my personal retreat, where I can recharge my batteries and reconnect with the natural world. It's become an integral part of maintaining my mental and physical well-being. Sample answer. I'd like to share with you a place that has become my sanctuary in nature, a pristine coastal reserve about 2 hours from my city. I make it a priority to visit this haven at least once a month, more frequently if my schedule allows, as it's become an essential part of my self-care routine. This coastal reserve is a remarkable example of biodiversity, featuring a unique blend of sandy beaches, rocky cliffs, and lush coastal vegetation. What sets it apart is the intricate network of ecosystems it supports, from the intertidal zones teeming with marine life to the coastal heath alive with native flora and fauna. My activities there are diverse and deeply fulfilling. I often engage in mindful walks along the shore, paying close attention to the rhythmic crash of waves and the calls of seabirds. I'm an amateur naturalist, so I spend time observing and sketching the local wildlife, from the nimble shore crabs to the majestic sea eagles that patrol the coastline. On occasion, I participate in citizen science projects, contributing to local conservation efforts. This place holds a profound significance for me for several reasons. Primarily, it serves as a powerful antidote to the stresses of modern life. The raw beauty and untamed nature of the coastline provide a much-needed perspective shift, reminding me of the vastness and wonder of the natural world. It's a place where I can shed the complexities of daily life and reconnect with something more primal and essential. Moreover, my time here has cultivated a deep appreciation for the delicate balance of coastal ecosystems. Observing the intricate interactions between species has enhanced my understanding of environmental issues and strengthened my commitment to conservation. In essence, this coastal reserve is more than just a place to spend time in nature. It's a source of inspiration, a classroom for lifelong learning, and a crucial element in maintaining my mental equilibrium. It continually reinforces the vital connection between human well-being and the health of our natural environments. Follow-up questions. What activities do you enjoy most in this natural setting? Have you noticed any changes in this place over time? Do you think it's important for people to spend time in nature? Why or why not? Sample answer for question 3. Yes, I firmly believe it's crucial for people to spend time in nature. In our fast-paced, technology-driven world, connecting with nature provides a necessary counterbalance. It helps reduce stress, improve mental health, and can even boost creativity. Moreover, spending time in nature can foster environmental awareness, encouraging people to take better care of our planet. Sample answer for question 3, band 8-9. I'm convinced that spending time in nature is not just important, but essential for human well-being. In our increasingly urbanized and digitalized society, regular contact with natural environments serves as a vital antidote to the stressors of modern life. Research has consistently shown that nature exposure can significantly reduce cortisol levels, enhance cognitive function, and improve overall mental health. Moreover, I believe that frequent interactions with nature cultivate environmental stewardship. When people develop a personal connection with natural spaces, they're more likely to advocate for conservation and make environmentally conscious choices in their daily lives. This ripple effect can contribute to broader societal shifts towards sustainability. Additionally, nature provides unparalleled opportunities for physical activity, social bonding, and mindfulness practices, all crucial components of a balanced, healthy lifestyle. In essence, I see time spent in nature as an investment in both personal well-being and the health of our planet. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. How has urbanization affected people's relationship with nature? What role does nature play in your country's culture? Do you think future generations will have the same opportunities to experience nature as we do now? Sample answer for question 1, band 7-8. Urbanization has significantly impacted people's relationship with nature. As more people move to cities, they often have less access to green spaces and natural environments. This can lead to a disconnection from nature and a lack of understanding about its importance. However, many cities are now recognizing this issue and are incorporating more green spaces into urban planning, such as parks and community gardens, to help people maintain a connection with nature. Sample answer for question 1, band 8-9. Urbanization has profoundly altered the human-nature relationship in multifaceted ways. On one hand, the rapid expansion of urban areas has led to a physical and psychological distancing from natural environments. This separation can result in what some researchers term nature deficit disorder, characterized by reduced awareness of natural processes and diminished appreciation for ecosystem services. Conversely, urbanization has also sparked a counter-movement of renewed interest in nature. We're seeing an increasing demand for urban green spaces, the rise of biophilic design in architecture, and growing popularity of nature-based recreation. This suggests a deep-seated human need for natural connections, even in highly urbanized contexts. Moreover, urbanization has shifted our perception of nature from something we're immersed in to something we visit or manage. This change has both positive and negative implications. While it may lead to a more intentional approach to conservation, it can also result in a commodification of nature that overlooks its intrinsic value. In essence, while urbanization has undoubtedly created barriers between humans and nature, it has also highlighted the critical importance of maintaining and restoring these connections for our well-being and sustainability. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in the IELTS speaking test, it's important to use a range of advanced vocabulary and phrases. Here are some key terms related to nature and outdoor experiences. Pristine, adjective. Pristine, in its original condition, unspoiled. Example, the beach was pristine, untouched by human development. Biodiversity, noun, the variety of plant and animal life in a particular habitat. Example, the rainforest is known for its rich biodiversity. Ecosystem, system, a biological community of interacting organisms and their physical environment. Example, the pond ecosystem includes fish, plants, and microorganisms. Serene, reen, calm, peaceful, and untroubled. Example, the mountain lake was serene, reflecting the sky like a mirror. To recharge one's batteries, idiom, to rest and relax in order to have more energy. Example, I go to the countryside to recharge my batteries after a busy week. Breathtaking, ath, king, astonishing or awe-inspiring in quality so as to take one's breath away. Example, the view from the mountaintop was absolutely breathtaking. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test when describing a place in nature, use a variety of descriptive adjectives and adverbs to paint a vivid picture. Incorporate personal experiences and emotions to make your answer more engaging. Practice speaking about different natural settings to improve your fluency and vocabulary range. Be prepared to discuss environmental issues related to natural places. Use advanced grammatical structures and idiomatic expressions where appropriate. Remember, the key to success is not just knowing what to say, but how to say it fluently and accurately. Regular practice and expanding your vocabulary will help you describe places where you like to go, to think about life, or de-stress with confidence and eloquence. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss natural places in your IELTS speaking test and achieve a high band score.